The National Park Service has reopened Denali National Park to visitors. The agency closed the park earlier this month when Alaska's daily COVID case counts were increasing and state health mandates limited many activities, including in-state travel. With case counts now down and travel and other restrictions being relaxed and snow cover receding, the Park Service has opened the road into Denali to Mile 12. That's where summer season public vehicle access normally ends, beyond which visitors can hike, bike, or take buses farther into the park. NPS Alaska spokesperson Pete Christian says only limited bus service is anticipated this summer, and the agency is looking at expanding private vehicle access.
One of the things that we're considering is an enhanced road lottery to the traditional road lottery that happens in September, and possibly one road lottery a week or certain days of the week we allow traffic to go further west.
Christian cautions that expanded vehicle access, as well as opening facilities like visitor centers and campgrounds, hinge on staffing.
Our staffing has been reduced by at least 50% at Denali right now, because we have to find ways to house them within the social distancing mandates that everybody's aware of now. So the number of people we can hire translates into the number of visitors we can allow go forward onto the road and how far they can go. You know, we need to be able to protect them and as well as the resources further along the road. So it's a complicated business, and we haven't found the exact answer yet, but we're working on plans to do that now.
Christian says the Park Service may be looking to hire local area residents displaced from their jobs by pandemic restrictions.
Certainly the Denali borough and all the businesses around Denali have been suffering from the COVID crisis. So local hire is certainly an option, because what we want to avoid is bringing in people from all over the United States or elsewhere into these smaller communities where, you know, healthcare isn't so easy to get to.
Christian says the traditional seasonal hiring window has closed, but locals interested in working at Denali this summer can contact the park. Meanwhile, with staffing and operational protocols in question, Christian says bus and campground reservations are suspended.
We can't do that yet because we still don't know exactly what the system is going to look like in terms of how many buses, what types of tours there's going to be. And the same goes with campgrounds, which campgrounds are going to be open and how many campers, you know, per campground and, you know, site wise, how many people can be there at any one time. So, you know, as those details become clear, we will certainly let the public know.
Christian notes that there's been good progress repairing a landslide damaged section of the park road in the Polychrome Pass area, and that the agency is also working with Kantishna area residents to ensure access to their private properties, including lodges at the far end of the park road. I'm Dan Bross.